something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, What is the Gospel of Jesus Christ?
Hallelujah.
The Bible says Adam was the son of God. Does that therefore mean that Adam was also God in the flesh? That's a legitimate question. But that's why the Bible tells us, study to show yourself approved of God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Those who think that this is what it means are in error. The error is in the translation. The English version of the New Testament was translated from the Greek language into the English. The Old Testament was translated from the Hebrew. Now, here is the difference. In the original from where this was translated, it does not have the words son of. It doesn't have the words son of. So when you read it from the original, like this verse will say, which was of Enos. The words T-H-E-S-O-N, the son, don't appear in the original. They put them there with the assumption that it would make it clearer. Incidentally, all the verses that we read from verse 24 down to verse 38, some of those there were not direct sons of the other. Are you following what I'm telling you? They're not direct sons. And that's why when you read it in some King James versions, they will italicize the words, the son. They will italicize them so that you can know they were introduced into the statement, not from the original. So that is very important. If you don't know that, you would think this is there. No. The way it reads from the, go back to verse 23. I want to show you how it reads. The only place where the son of, the only place where it appears is in verse 23. And here it is. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being as was supposed, the son of Joseph. As was supposed, he was assumed to be the son of Joseph. After that, he says, which was of Heli. You see it? Which was of Heli. That's what the original teaches. And if you look at several other translations, you will find the same thing I just told you. It's in several other translations. In fact, maybe I should read one or two to you there. Because a few Christians were confused by things like this. You should never be confused. Now, look at the Revised Version. It's an example. Or Rotham's translation. Or the CJB. All right, what you have here, this is the CJB. This CJB is a complete Jewish Bible. It says, Yeshua, that's Jesus. Yeshua was about 30 years old when he began his public ministry. It was supposed that he was a son of Yosef, who was of Eli. Did you see that? Who was of Eli? Go to the next verse. Of Matat, of Levi, of Malki, of Yonah, of Yosef. It doesn't say son of. The son of. You don't find it. Because in the original translation, in the original manuscript, it's not there. So you only find it in some versions like the King James translation and a couple of others. And in fact, in the King James translation, many of them will italicize it or put it in parentheses, like in brackets, for you to know that those words, whenever you're reading the King James translation and you come across words that are put in brackets, they're trying to tell you, or if they're italicized, they're trying to tell you that those words were not in the original manuscript. They put them there hoping to make a verse clearer. All right? Okay. So that's how you read it, and you discover at the end of the verse, in that 38th verse, go to 38th verse in the King, in the CJB we just read, of Enosh, of Shet, of Adam, of God. Doesn't say Adam, son of God. It says of God. Can you see that? So it is not true that Adam was therefore the son of God because of the declaration you had there in the King James translation and a few others. That is very, very important. So it is true that when we say Jesus Christ, the Son of God, yes, the Son of God. St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 14, go to chapter 14 from verse 60. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, saying, answerest thou nothing? You know, they had arrested him and they were asking him questions. And Jesus was quiet. He didn't say anything. So the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, saying, answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witness against thee? But he held his peace and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him and said unto him, art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? Praise God. Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? You see, what's he asking him? Go to St. Matthew's Gospel. Same thing is there. Chapter 26. From verse 64. Jesus said unto him, well, let's read from verse 63 so you can see it. 63. But Jesus held his peace, and the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Look at that. Christ. So the high priest tells us here that Christ has to be the Son of God. He says, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God. Because Christ was supposed to be the Son of God. So he says, I adjure you by God, by the living God, to tell us. Was he honest? Did he want an honest answer? He wasn't honest. He asked Jesus, but he wasn't ready for the answer. Look at it. I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Some people say that Jesus never said he was. Look. Jesus said unto him, thou hast said. Now that is a Greek expression here for the affirmative. Okay, look at it in Mark. It's the same thing. Go back to what we just read. Mark chapter 14. Yeah. It says, but he held his peace and answered nothing. And again, the high priest asked him and said unto him, art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? That is the Son of God. And Jesus said, look at it. I am. Jesus said, I am. Guess what? Let's see the reaction of the high priest. Then the high priest rent his clothes and said, what need we any further witnesses? Ye have heard the blasphemy. What think ye? And they all condemned him to be guilty of death. That's how Jesus was crucified, for saying that he was the Son of God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
As we approach the close of this glorious year of completeness, the Spirit of God is changing the world through prayer.
You know, nothing as good as praying, because you see, when you pray, you move heavenly powers. Angels respond, demons tremble. Our prayers are not empty, not empty.
It's that sacred moment again, when billions of Christians unite in one spirit, one voice, and one purpose. Get ready for the Global Day of Prayer with Pastor Chris. A 24-hour prayer marathon, transforming lives, shaping nations, and releasing the power of the Holy Ghost across the earth. Join Pastor Chris and Christians from every continent on this station as we lift our voices in passionate intercession, declaring peace, healing, and salvation to the nations of the world.
And you know, our praying is not a religious ritual or obligation. It's much more than that. It's based on a relationship. It's a living relationship with a living God who called us to prayer with the intent of answering.
Date, Friday 28th to Saturday, November 29th, 2025. Time, 6 p.m. GMT plus one. Join us live right here on this station. Or connect online via www.loveworldradio.fm or www.seatons.org. Don't miss this global move of the Spirit. Be a part of it. Invite your family, your friends, and your world. Together, we are praying without ceasing, impacting without limits.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794 or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.